Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Oh, yeah. If you're tuning us in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind folks and the sighted folks. Hope you like the show. We are live from the Spectrum Studios. Powered by the Spectrum Studios. Chris Shaw, are you there? Chris Shaw is in the studios.
I'm right here, live and in full effect.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Did you pull up the next trivia song?
That's what I was working on now. I was trying to handle a phone call at the same time because we got a new segment coming in right around 8:30.
Right.
Right.
You are an excellent juggler.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Wait till you get my age.
Maybe we can put a trivia now. We'll write the trivia right now.
But also, that caller called in and said, did you know that these 45 spindles were sold at 25 cents a pop? I think I said it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like a little insert.
Right.
You would put in the 45 so it didn't go crazy. And you know what's funny? The Jamaican, some of the reggae selections that came out in the 70s were recorded on, or quite often pressed on, machines that were hand-me-downs from America. So not all the holes were centered. So you'd have certain old ska and old reggae stuff that was kind of going meow, meow, faster and slower, and because the hole wasn't centered. So just a little piece of trivia there for you. If you run across that, you'll know what happened, Chris.
Yes, sir. So the doo-wop's here put that in and brought that in and wanted to give you a little knowledge before he come on at 8:30 before he do his part with the one and only Dr. Philosophical Michael Golder.
I thought you were going to say something about Dr. Feelgood or something.
Let's go right now to trivia time. Trivia time. Let's go right to trivia. Trivia time. I want to know, this was a number one record. I want to know who's singing. It's a big group. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
My true love was true. Someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when heart's on fire, you must play a lie. Smoke gets clear.
Okay, Chris. So who's singing that song? Big song. Big group. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680.
Michael.
Yes.
You know, with all the fires on the West Coast, I've heard people in the Midwest who are actually getting smoke and having skies being messed up. It's true.
Yeah.
So that's an apropos song, isn't it?
It seems just a little...
Oh, I just muted David by mistake. Oh, dear. David, if you can hear me, you have to unmute yourself. I muted you by mistake.
Dave, if you're listening, you have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, Dave, you have to just press star six. Star six on your mobile device alert. That's how we'll say that.
Anybody calling in? Are the lines still wide open?
How about that?
There you go, Dave. There you go. Dave is back.
Anybody calling in? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Great song. Great group.
407-894-1680.
Who could it possibly be? Actually, a couple people have redone this, but you want to know the original.
Yeah, who's singing that song? Now, who's the group? Yeah,
I actually heard Nat King Cole do a version of it, believe
it or not. Did you really? I never did.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's actually mostly instrumental, him playing on the piano.
Oh.
Nothing like Nat King Cole, though.
Yep.
So you said yours was easy and mine was hard. Well, it looks like mine was guessed, and so far yours hasn't been, Michael. So whose is more difficult? That is the question.
Can't believe the whole country's not calling up for that song.
I know. So in the meantime, like Lynn.
Yes.
What have you been doing this week?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
What haven't I been doing, David? Work, work, work.
Everything, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
It's been nonstop.
Okay.
Hope everybody's got their vote by mail things in. For a lot of places, it's now's the time to get your request in to get your vote by mail ballot. So please do that so you can get it back quickly.
Hey, folks, I hope you've gotten the message out there for AARP. If you don't belong, you should belong. AARP, it's a great organization. There's 38 million people that belong to it. It's for senior citizens. If you're above the age of 50, then you can belong. That's what they're all about. Senior citizens, they fight for senior citizens. It's a great group. It's not political. It's a great group. And they've got, by the way, just so you know, it's only like $12 or $14 a year as far as membership dues. But they've got some great, great things. When you go to restaurants, you get discounts. You got all kinds of discounts we can get for that when you show your AARP card. A lot of restaurants, hotels, to give you big discounts.
You can pay for it in all in one time. Go to one time to a restaurant or to a hotel where you get a savings, and you've already paid for your AARP.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Michael, you're going to tell the winner? We're going to go to break.
We're going to break. All right. So, listen, since nobody called in right now, let me tell you who it is. That was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by the Platters. Tony Williams and the Platters. They had a lot of...
Wow.
Platters. The group called the Platters. Tony Williams and the Platters.
That was pretty easy, really.
They had a lot of hits. They had a lot of hits.
Actually, didn't we have the Platters in our booth?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had them. We got another break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Blinding Radio Show.
Don't touch that dial.
A new offer. offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 100
in 20 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can. Those lines are wide open. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to part two for a gentleman by the name of Tom Ross. He's a retired attorney. We had him on last week, but we couldn't finish it last week, so this week is going to be part two. And if you want to hear about part one, then you have to go to our archives and listen to last week's show to listen to Tom's, when he was talking about last week. You want to know more about him, then you have to go to the archive show, go back to last week's show. And that was a September 13th show.
Michael?
Yes.
Excuse me for interrupting. One second, Tom. Please tell everybody that you gave the answer to the trivia. Everybody's calling in.
For those people calling in, I already gave the answer. Smoke gets in your eyes. The group was the Platters. Tony Williams and the Platters.
All righty. Okay. Well, this is really fun because we've never done this, a part one and a part two. So last week, Tom, by the way, welcome back. And last week you were telling us all about your medical condition and what happened, what caused the blindness. And if anybody's interested, like Michael said, you can go to the archive show. But this week I wanted to have the audience hear your story about being a blind attorney and being in the courthouse many years ago, what happened and what you did as a result of what happened.
Okay. Well, first I'll start off by saying that I spent most of my life as a sighted person. I've always been an attorney since I got out of school. And while I was still in the hospital for nearly 15 months or so, someone came to me, a lawyer came to me and sort of tried to induce me to be a complainant, someone that would go around suing people because they weren't taking care of helping the handicapped under the Americans with Disabilities Act. I had absolutely no interest in doing something like that. In fact, I was pretty much offended by it. I didn't think that I was a handicapped person. I just happened to have a temporary problem with my eyes, the time being quite sure that it would be eventually solved. Unfortunately, it hadn't turned out that way because of the nature of the injury and the current status of the science dealing with this optic nerve repairs, stem cells, and so forth. Be that as it may, when I finally got out of the hospital and went through some somewhat lengthy rehabilitation, I eventually went back to work. And at the time, I became engaged almost accidentally in some litigation dealing with something called inverse powers of condemnation, things where government takes your property to use for a public purpose, but does it without providing just compensation as the statutes and the Constitution provide. So we were engaged in a situation where the town of Windermere had diverted its stormwater discharges off the streets into this gentleman's home. It turned out he was on a lakefront on the chain of lakes. Those lakes have a special classification. So they have to have their sanitary sewer septic tanks in their front yard because they have to be as far away as possible from the water. So when the city diverted this stormwater onto his front yard. That caused the septic tank drain field to, of course, flood and back up. And that pushed back into his house all that which had theretofore been pushed out every time he flushed toilets and so forth. So you can imagine when all of a sudden up gurgles from your dishwashing machine or your sink some rather putrid materials, and really quite a mess. So we were trying to get the city to deal with that and to fix the problem they created. Unfortunately, they were not willing to do that, and they were very stubborn about it. So we ultimately filed litigation, an inverse condemnation action, a taking action against the city. Now, I'm assuming that you're aware that in litigation, there's a lot of correspondence that goes on between opposing counsel. There are documents that are regularly prepared by lawyers that are filed with the court. And of course, every time you prepare and file a document with the court, you must provide a copy to the other party. They've got to know what you're doing. It's a very routine, very common thing, clearly set out in the rules and in just professional custom and practices as well. However, in my particular case, we found out that everybody back this was 6 or 7, 8 years or so ago, back then everybody turned the documents that they filed into a PDF. Now, a PDF is really a picture. And my reader program out of my computer can't read pictures. It can read digitized information, turn it into audio, so I can read letters, read documents, modify, amend documents, and so forth. So when I started getting copies of documents as required by the rules, which opposing counsel representing the city had filed with the court, they sent me a PDF copy, which I, of course, couldn't read. Back then, there was not available an additional add-on app, if you will, that would take my JAWS screen reader program and convert a picture into digitized, and then the digitized would get sent to JAWS and it would be read. So I simply couldn't read it. The only way that I could possibly know what was in that document, I had to have somebody else come and read it to me. Well, I couldn't do that. I couldn't ask my wife to read the document every time I got a piece of paper. And I certainly didn't feel like going and paying for it. And so I did what had no problem until this particular lawyer and this particular defendant came along. You would simply call the secretary of the opposing lawyer. You'd say, hello, Miss So-and-so, this is Tom Ross. You know, Jim and I are having some litigation. Right now, I'm totally blind. I can't read PDFs. So when you get ready to file a document with the court, before you turn it into a PDF, because all documents don't start off as PDFs. So before you turn it into a PDF, just send me a regular Word document, something that's not a PDF.
What did they say, Tom? What did the court say?
Well, we hadn't gotten to the court yet. We're trying to get the secretary. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
all right. So, Joe, everybody's, we're going to have a part three, it looks like.
No, yeah, we might have that part. We have 5 minutes.
All right. So I tried to get.
It's only our show. Okay.
The lawyer on the other side told his secretary, don't do it. Don't accommodate this request.
What a bum.
So then I talked with the attorney himself, and he said, I'm not going to do it because the statute, this is a public records request provision, the statute doesn't require me to do it. So then I decided, well, I'll just go talk to the judge. You know, the judge has the right to require that to happen. He is king in his own courtroom, and he gets to set the rules. But the judge didn't do anything. He was just a nervous Nelly, and he talked about everything but what needed to be done, and didn't want to make a decision. So he finally said, go talk to the clerk. So I went and I talked to the clerk, and they were going to make this thing a monstrous big problem. All they had to do was just simply issue a little memo to the legal community.
Right.
Hey, you got a guy on the other side who's blind. You know, yes, you're required to send us a PDF, but go ahead and send him a original Word document. No problem. But they never got to doing that. Well, by then I was pretty frustrated and frankly a little bit angry about the whole business. The system was just terror-stricken of doing anything out of the ordinary. What I was asking was absolutely reasonable. Nobody else had problems with it.
Right.
And by the way, it was completely consistent with the American with Disability requirements, as well as the Telecommunication Act of 1985. I was tired of screwing around with him. So I finally picked up the phone. I called the Justice Department in Washington. Now, this was before Bill Barr was there. So mm-hmm. they were still acting in a fair and normal way.
Right. You are right.
So I got to the Civil Rights Division and talked with a very bright lady who had been with the department 10 or 15 years, very competent, very knowledgeable, good lawyer person. And she said, well, of course they've got to do something. And but we have to investigate. We just can't issue orders. So we'll set up a file on this thing. And the way the Justice Department does on these kinds of cases is they set up a file, and they basically let the other side, in this case would have been the defendant, was the court system and the clerk of the courts, they basically let them know, look, here's what we're going to do to you. Here's the kind of complaint we're going to file against you. Here's the total remedies the statutes give us. Here's what it's going to cost you. You know, really go through them. And if they're stupid enough to say, hell no, we're going to fight you, then, of course, the Justice Department goes ahead and does their deal. In this particular case, when the Justice Department finally surfaced with the clerk and with the opposing counsel, and they saw how clearly they were wrong, that the American with Disability Act puts the burden very specifically on the party creating the access issue for a blind person, and it is not unreasonably difficult or inordinately expensive to key words there in the quotations, then the other party is obligated by federal law to do what is necessary to accommodate access for the blind individual. So before it was all over, they entered into a consent decree. The circuit court system entered into a consent decree with the Justice Department. They had to pay this lawyer that I had hired his fees, and the Justice Department wanted me to be paid something. I said, well, I don't need any money. I wasn't doing this for money. I just want to get this thing cleaned up for everybody else.
You just want a Word document.
I just wanted a Word document.
Oh, please, I can't believe this.
But she just, this gal in Washington, she was angry about it. She was offended as I was. And she made me reasonably come up with some damages. So I think before it's over, I got a check from the circuit court for a couple thousand dollars of abuse and damages and suffering, pain and suffering, you know, that kind of stuff.
And Tom, a quick question before we go. I know some people last week were curious to know, did this take effect in courts in the rest of the country or just Central Florida? Was it remedied?
Just in the Ninth Circuit, but what happens is that once the department, Justice Department, makes a decision that fits neatly into facts that could be happening elsewhere in the country, the word gets out. And those other places learn if they don't do something, the result's going to be the same. Justice Department's going to yield the same answer, whether it's Central Florida or in the middle of the desert in the southwest of the United States. But all the same, same kind of issues, same laws, a federal law that applies to everybody. So the answer is, before they make a decision at the Justice Department level, well, of course, some facts will always change. Once they've gone through their own mental pathways to come to a sound conclusion, that conclusion is embraced by the statute. They've thought through certain facts. Here's how the statute should apply. Here's what the result ought to be. Now, if the statute changes or the facts materially change, it's possible to get a different result. And the issue could be, since to place the obligation upon the miscreant, in this case the circuit court, to place the obligation on them, I have to bear the burden of demonstrating to the department that it is not unduly burdensome or inordinately expensive.
That's only right.
But once I do that, it's game over. And so that's what happened.
Good night. Well, thank you very much for sharing. That's quite a story, Tom.
Quite a story. Thanks for coming on. We have to now go to break. Thank you for joining us.
That's right, David. I was going to say the message to our audience, Tom, is to persevere, correct?
Yes,
absolutely.
Right.
By the way, that's exactly the word I have been hearing the last 3 days about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's right.
Persevere, persevere, persevere. She was a gutsy little gal.
She was.
A little tiny, just hardly a mouthful, but she had a lot of fire, and boy, did she have determination.
He did. And thank you for bringing that up. We should have mentioned that in the beginning show about Ruth Ginsburg, but
yes.
we did not. But thank you for bringing that up. It's very important.
Brilliant woman, great ideas.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom, and I hope we speak to you again.
Good to meet you, Tom. Very thanks a lot.
Thank you for sharing.
Good night.
Thank you, Joellen.
Sure.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, did you get your mask yet from RB Medical?
Well, you should,
because they're making the mask in the United States. They give a nice discount. If you listen to the Blind Beyond radio show and you call in to the Blind and Beyond radio show, you get a discount. Plus, it's a real McCoy. It's not just a mask. It's a real McCoy.
And it's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Yep. These are the real mask. Not just a cloth mask. This is the real McCoy mask.
It's good. So do we have a caller in there, Chris? Well,
yeah, I believe we have a caller. We have a,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, let's take a trip over to South Philly. I think South Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all popping right about now, because the other part of Philly not capping right now, if you know what I'm saying, on the green.
Okay. Hi.
We have Karen. Karen, is that right? Karen from Philadelphia?
Yep. Hi. Yep, I love your show.
Hi, Karen.
And I wanted to say, last week he had on, I think, a woman named Debbie from the American Council for the Blind.
Right.
And she had ask people to, you know, to sign up for the, you know, for the meetings, whatever. So I sent my email, and she immediately, you know, that night before Monday morning, she sent me a list of the meetings and stuff that they had. And I think all week,
there's a lot of them too, isn't there?
Yep, she said they had over 80, and I think all week I've been to at least 15 or 20 this week.
Holy cow!
Of their meetings, yeah, yep. They're fabulous. I mean, it's amazing how many wonderful groups that they have.
How do you have time to eat and sleep? 20 meetings, that's a lot.
I know. It is a lot.
You live in South Philadelphia? Karen, you live in South Philadelphia?
I do.
You live near Pat?
Yep, about 5 blocks from Pat.
Oh, my God. If I lived near you, I'd be so fat, I'd be 300 pounds. Uh-huh. Every time I come to Philadelphia, I run to Pat.
Okay. There's so much good food in Philly. There's a lot of good eats in Philly.
Yep, you got Ralph's
old
stomping
ground.
Yeah, Ralph's, yeah.
So much food, yep.
Well, thank
so I just
you,
want
Karen,
to say thank
for
you for having
in.
Her on, yep, and have her back again. So people.
I will, we will. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, she was interesting, for sure.
Thank you. That's Karen from South Philadelphia. Yep.
Bye-bye.
That's right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Karen, for calling in.
You never would have known that, that Michael is from Philly.
Yeah, but South Philadelphia, let me tell you something. In this country, there's only one South Philadelphia. Let me tell you something. It's
Philadelphia.
Yeah, but South Philadelphia is let me tell you something. You got singing groups came from South Philadelphia. You got cheesesteaks came from Philadelphia. You got so many things came from South Philadelphia. A lot of Italian foods came from Italian South Philadelphia. South Philadelphia is a tremendous area. Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, I believe we have another guest on the line. Sonny Duop is on the line. Sonny Duop, are you there, Sonny Duop?
Yes, good evening, Michael and Lynn. Thank you for this new fun segment called Stump the Host. Are you ready to play, Michael?
Oh. Yes. Don't make it too hard on me, Sonny Duop. Don't make it too hard.
Yeah, he has an ego. Sonny.
Okay, question. All right, question number one. What well-known group harmony band sang "My True Story" in 1961 on Belton?
The Jive Five. The Jive Five did "My True Story."
That's correct. Go ahead, Chris. Please play the song.
Now I have to tell you something, Sonny Duop. I have to tell you something. I had that group on the last time we had a rock and roll show down in Sunrise Musical Theater, 1998. I had a rock and roll show featuring Jocko, and we had the Jive Five on there. It's the real group, the Jive Five. We had Lloyd Price and his big band.
Skyliners.
We had the Skyliners, the original Skyliners. We had the Dells, the original Dells. We had the Chiffons. Oh, you were there?
I was there. And then it turned into a church. Then it turned into a church.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when we had the rock and roll show with Jocko. That was our show. Jocko and my show.
Yeah.
Jocko and I were partners. Show. That was the Rocket Ship show. Something like that. So you were there in the audience? Show.
Yes. Okay, you ready for question number two? Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Which famous doo-wop group sang Teardrops in 1957 on Argo Records? A, the Valentinos.
I'm sorry. It's embarrassing for me to tell you because my brother's group, Lee Andrews of Heart. That was my brother's group, Lee Andrews of Heart.
That's correct. Okay, go ahead, Chris. Please play the song Teardrops.
And how it should have been. Oh, if we only could start over again. I know you never forgive me, dear, for running out on you.
I was born to take a chance
with somebody new.
One more, Michael.
Okay, the final question of the evening. Michael, are you ready?
Okay.
Who performed the song Wonderful Girl in 1956 on Ember Records? A, the Five Satins, B, the Five Keys, or C, the Five Gigolos?
Oh, my goodness, great. That's a tough one. Ember Records, I'm going to say the Five Satins. That's the only
correct.
One I knew.
Very good. Go ahead, Chris. Please
that was
play
a guess.
The song.
That was a guess. But the last one was a guess. I'm so proud of you.
My heart is in pain.
Hey, so this is a new one. So what prize does Michael get?
It was Michael.
That's what I want to know. I'm Michael's agent, so I need to know exactly what prizes he's supposed to get to get three out of three.
Very cute.
When you told me Ember Records, Sonny, that's the only one I could think of that was on Ember Records, Five Satins.
Well, I'm trying to make it easier for you, although I also trying to stump you at the same time.
He wants to be invited back, so he had to make it
all right.
Oh, he says he's making it easy. Michael, don't let him get away with that.
Now, I'll give you I'll give you one. Let's see if you know this one. I had a group that I took from a barber shop and recorded them when I was 18 years old.
And the group had a song. It was their first song they ever had. The group was called The Intruders. What was the first song they ever had?
That I don't know. That one I don't know.
Okay, it was called Come Home Soon. It was on Gowan Records. Come Home Soon. They later record for Philly with Pendergrass, and they had Cowboys to Girls.
That was okay, The Intruders. Good. Good. Well, listen, thank you very much for this golden opportunity.
Were you in the audience when we had the rock and roll show?
Yeah, I was there for years. What, are you kidding me? Sure.
No,
before they turned it into a church.
I said, no. Were you in that rock and roll show? We had the rock and roll show.
Actually, it was a Ken Hell sponsored. It was, what's that station down there?
Yeah.
Can't remember the station, what? The oldies station.
Magic.
Sponsored it. Magic.
Magic.
Magic 102.
Yeah, they
102.7.
Ken Hell, yeah. He was in the audience, yeah.
Yeah, Ken Hell. Ken Hell, who has a big insurance company up in New Jersey.
This I don't know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much,
we'll
Sonny.
We'll have you back.
We'll have you back.
And also the people in the audience also have a big round of applause for you also.
Yeah. Hey, my client Michael will be waiting for his prizes to come in the mail.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Until next time.
Thank you so much, Sonny.
That was fun.
Thank you, Sonny.
Oh,
thank you.
Right.
So David, bye-bye.
David, we went from the 1800s to the 1950s.
Exactly.
See, it was a beautiful night.
You see who's looking out for you, Michael? Me.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
I'm in your corner.
Thank you.
I'll see what I can arrange. So see what
I was lucky that time. He gave me three easy ones.
Let's see what. I don't think so. They were easy because you knew them, but that doesn't mean that they're easy for a lot of people. I think he needs to start delivering on these prizes. I think so.
Oh my!
Hey, this has been a fun show. Time
it
has
really
moved
has
by,
been.
Hasn't it?
It has been a fun show. If anybody wants to call,
we have a few minutes. You want to say something? So we have time to do one more trivia.
Yeah, I suppose.
Chris, can you pull up? We'll do a fast trivia.
I gave him the second choice, the backup.
Can we do a trivia? This was an easy one. Let's see who knows this one. This is a big song with number one song. Let's see, Chris, put it on. Number one song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
I like this one. I was hoping to hear Chris in here.
Who's singing this song? Number one song, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Number one song.
You can't help but smile when you hear this.
Oh, Sonny's doo-wop. I have to tell you something. Just so you'll know, the song Teardrops was not on Argo Records. Just so you'll know, it was on only in Philadelphia. It was on Argo Records. It was on Chess Records. That's the runner who put it out. Lee Anderson Hart's Teardrops was on Chess Records. Argo only in Philadelphia.
Michael and Dave, if you don't mind, I'm going to do my little wrap-up just in case somebody calls in about the trivia, and then the show will be over for the week. So I just wanted
it's
to...
not so.
Yeah, it
we're
is
still waiting. We're still waiting on this trivia. Anybody gets it? 407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Number one song.
On my end, I just want to remind everybody that next week, same time, same place, we'll be zooming in and guest co-host Sherry Brun will be joining us when she gets back from Maine.
Oh, so I'm curious to tell.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And Leader Dolls will be joining us also. And Sherry happens to be, I think, a three-time client of Leader Dolls. So that'll be great.
Oh, yes,
and then our friend Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications will also be joining us. So it'll be another packed show.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. And our Cucciavi. Kitty's walking all over the speaker and the mic and the computer.
My baby.
I know, my kitty's in here, too, and she's not happy with me talking.
Yeah, I know. They want attention while you're
all righty. So I got three callers calling in. I got Linda from Bayside, New York. I got Mike from Aventura, Florida, and I got Big Al from Weston, Florida. All right, so let's go to our first caller, Miss Linda from Bayside, New York. Bayside, how you doing?
Linda. I'm okay. How are you?
Who do you think is singing that?
Hi.
It's a good thing to call. How's it going?
It's going well. What about you?
I'm doing great. Do you know who sang that song?
The Marcells.
You're 100% right. The Marcells.
Wow.
Man, you're good.
All right, Linda, you hold on one moment. All right, Linda?
Subway.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Wow. I appreciate you calling in. Keep on listening, okay?
I know. I love the show. It's great.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being there.
Well, let's say hello to the other people in the meantime.
Thank you.
So give you all the information. We're sending you a $10 gift card from Subway.
Well,
that was the Marcells. Who else on the line?
Let's go to Aventura, Florida, and talk with Mike. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
Hi,
how
are you tonight?
Hi, Mike.
So I'm basically to the podcast.
I wanted to tell you, you mentioned Jocko Henderson. He used to work down here in Miami for a while.
No, he never lived there. Never lived there.
Yeah.
Where did you do?
He worked in Miami. He worked at the black station WMBM down here in Miami.
Oh,
and he worked for Whammy, I think. But he worked for one of those for a while.
Wow.
And he also worked in New York.
It was a paid show. He wasn't living down there. Nope.
He was a great DJ.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the, at one time he was the best.
Yeah.
He was the man in New York. He was the first syndicated disc jockey, and he was the first. There was a fellow named Tom Joyner, raved about him, talked about him because he was the first syndicated black disc jockey that was on the air back in the 50s.
Yeah,
and he was great. Yeah, he was my partner, my father and mother's partner.
And
then after, he died in 98.
Yeah,
yep.
And then came the Wolfman.
Yeah. But anyway, you know who's back on radio now? Cousin Brucey.
My wife just corrected me. He didn't die in 98.
It was not too long.
He must have died.
2000.
Yeah, Cousin Brucey is back on WABC in New York on Saturday night.
I grew up with Cousin Brucey.
6 to 9.
Well, Cousin Brucey's back in the air. No kidding.
Yeah, it'd be ABC.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling in.
Thanks, Mike, for calling in. Appreciate it.
We have 1 minute.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to the line.
All right.
It's 8:59.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
All
right. Happy New
Year
to all the other people who celebrate.
All right,
Chris.
That's it. We
got to
wrap it up.
It's been real. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Dave, so much.
Well, nice show.
I appreciate it. My pleasure. It's good to see you guys. Good to see you, Chris.
And next week, we got a great
show. God bless you and your family.
Week.
God bless everybody. Thanks.
And listen, folks. I don't want you to go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there. We'll be right back in 1 week. Same time, same place.
I'll be here before you know it.
That's right.
Don't touch the dial.
Stay well, all of you. Stay well.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.